Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 34 of Up Early for Everyone Else with Monica Lynn. I am your fiction host, Monica Lynn, and as always, I am always up before everyone else. It is 6:40 a.m. straight up on the East Coast. Good morning. How are y'all feeling today? I was just online, and you guys know my book came out earlier this year, and I was online yesterday, and I was trying to figure out, let me mute this, because sometimes that comes through so loud and so obnoxious. So, I want to go live on Facebook and Instagram to promote my book. My book is now $16 on Amazon Prime, but it's $20 everywhere else, and it's $4.99 for the Kindle, the ebook. I am having a Father's Day special. It's not necessarily geared towards dad, but just because of my father who passed away, I wanted to do something in honor of his memory. That Father's Day is June 20th, so the whole week of Father's Day, my book will be $10. So June 13th through June 19th, if you are interested in purchasing a copy of, an autographed copy of my book, Love's Holiday, you have to personal message me on Instagram or on Facebook, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. It is $10. Shipping, mix the shipping fee, because shipping is really not much. It's just $2 or something like that. So you have to cash at me. So once you cash at me, then I will mail your book to you. But I have to get payments first, y'all. And you can also come pick it up. So if you're in the area, if you're in the Baltimore area, you want to meet up, wear your mask, please. Vaccinated or not, wear your mask, please. Because, I was talking about on the show last week or Monday's show, yesterday, that 8 Yankee players and Bill Maher got COVID. They're asymptomatic. And, one of the Yankees only has symptoms, but nobody else has symptoms. So I'm thinking that, okay, they're playing baseball and Bill Maher has to do his show, so they get tested frequently. So what about those of us who aren't getting tested like that? How will we know if we're, carrying, the virus? You know what I'm saying? How will we know that? But I'm asking anybody who wants to meet me, please wear your mask. Don't wear your mask. I will fling the book out the door because I don't want to get sick. And I will be fully vaccinated that week, because that's the week of my vacation. I can't do it that week. So I'm just going to have to do it June 6th through the 12th, because that's my vacation. I can't do it my vacation week, because Father's Day is the 20th. So June 6th through the 12th, my books will be, how about the whole week? 2 weeks. But I'll be gone. I'll be in the ocean. So June 6th through June 12th, we will be doing $10 special. And when I come back on vacation, of course, in another 2 weeks after that, it will be Independence Day. So I will also be having an Independence Day blog as well. I don't know what that will be yet, but we're going to do the damn thing. But anyway, y'all, thank you for tuning in. I am Monica Lynn. I'm an author, blogger, vlogger, and up until 6-7 months ago, I decided to start my podcast called Up Early for Everyone Else with Monica Lynn. I used to do politics. I no longer do politics, but politics is quite boring, but it's also kind of interesting. So I will be dilly-dabbling into politics, but nothing like I was before, because now it's just I'm so triggered. You know what I'm saying? It's I'm triggered. You know, sometimes, I really don't care for politics anymore. After the last past 4 years, I'm tired. And I feel so bad for people who have to, actually do the news. So it's really crazy. But anyway, my neighbors, I have new neighbors on the right of me. And I was outside yesterday. It was a nice day yesterday. It was like 60s. It was sunny. It was breezy. It was beautiful. It was like one of those rare gem of days in Baltimore, because when you get towards June, like end of this week, it's going to be hot. I don't know anything about the humidity, but I know it's going to be hot. But this weekend, we're going to have crabs at my sister-in-law, my brother's house. And if it doesn't rain Saturday, we're going to do it Sunday. So it's going to be 90 degrees, and that's perfect weather to be sitting outside. I don't think they mentioned anything about humidity, but like right now, it's just beautiful. Like, I have a fan in my window, and I have like a pedestal fan as well. And I have both of them on. I love it. And I know in the middle of the night, I'm getting up freezing, chattering my ass off. But I like to keep it on. So, like, I have errands to run today. You know, it's Tuesday. I got to do my Tuesday stuff. But during the middle of the night, I know I'm going to have to turn one of them off. At least one. But anyway, I was sitting outside, and I was, you know, checking my emails, sending emails. Working on a novel as usual. And I think that's going to be the topic of my... Okay, yeah, this will be... Okay, wait a minute. Okay. So, I was sitting outside writing and listening to my music, and my sister-in-law and my niece came over yesterday. It was really a nice treat to see both of them. Like, they're going away for the anniversary, and we will have my niece for the weekend, so they bought a bed for her. So she has her own room. That is awesome. I am so excited. She does not have to be in the room with me, but she will need an air conditioner or something. She's going to need an air conditioner or a fan. I forgot to tell my mother that. So I don't know what she going to do about that part. I don't think we thought that through. We didn't think that through. We didn't think that part through. Wait a minute. Maybe her, you know what? Her parents would probably buy her an air conditioner. Wait a minute. Let me send my mother this text real quick, y'all. I'm sorry. I need my nails back on because... Because some people cannot work with nails, and then other people can work with nails. I'm one of those people that I need nails. You know how people have long nails and they can't do shit? I'm the opposite. My nails are gone. Like, once a year, I let my nails grow out, and then I cut them down to nothing, and I start all over again. And I do the same thing around the same thing around the same time every year. I cut them down, and then I start all over again. My nail girl knows it. Everybody knows it. I'm crazy. But I cannot text and type without my nails. Anyway, so I'm sitting outside, and my neighbors are outside. So they're mowing the lawn. And Sunday, they need them to mow their lawn. They really do. We have a neighborhood association. And I don't know why the neighborhood association hasn't said anything to them. I don't know. Maybe they haven't come around, but their backyard looks like a forest. So they have like wild rabbits back there. And I named one of the rabbits Ivy. So I'm sitting on the porch. They're on the porch. They're mowing the lawn. And it's a lot of fucking children over there, like a lot of teenagers. And I had no idea. I'm like, why the hell are all these teenagers in this house? You know what I mean? Like, they not making no noise. Like, what the hell is going on over there? So anyway, they got like, they're mowing the lawn and they're fixing it up. And I told my mother they have to make their house a home. Child, please, let me tell you something. So I'm sitting outside and I noticed that they have like, like a planter, but it's hanging from the porch. And the porches around here are not made like that to have planters. They're like rods of steel. You know, so they put a planter on it. And you know, like, it really, if you had a real planner, it would not hold the weight. It would look stupid. It really would. I'm sorry. So they have a planter with plastic flowers. And I'm like, Jesus be a fence. I called on Moses. I called on the disciples. I called on everybody. I'm like, I can't believe that. And I know somebody's like, oh, well, what's wrong with that? It's cheap. It looks cheap. But, you know, I really don't care for their asses anyway. So, but anything they do going to irritate the hell out of me. But anyway. So I went in the house. I ate dinner. And I heard banging. I'm like, okay, well, they put the plastic flowers up. So they're going to have little planters hanging. Child, please. Girl, y'all. They're hanging up fucking shower curtains on the porch. They're on the in-house. And I will admit, the sun can be a little bit too much for you at times. But vitamin C, coming from the sun, all those vitamins, you will need the vitamins. Child, they done put up shower curtain liners on the porch on balances. Tacky lime green leprechaun color. Girl. Now, there's this thing called an awning that they could have put up there and got the same results on all both sides. So they put one up on the left side, the right side, and in the front. So I guess they don't want nobody to look in there. But child, oh my God. It is so tacky. When I say it's tacky, it is so fucking tacky, y'all. Like, you cannot get any more tackier than that. I cannot believe they got fucking shower curtains up. The shower curtain liners. Not even a shower curtain. It's the liners that go. Child. They got them in the front. They got them on the side. And it looks trifling. It is a mess, y'all. It is a mess. Like, who thought of that? Like, whoever thought of that idea. It's crazy. Like, y'all, you could have got an awning. And I know awnings cost a lot of money. Let's see how much a porch awning costs. And maybe at this time, they can't afford an awning. Child, please. Okay, let's see. So, oh, yeah, they cost a lot of money. See, they could, yeah, Sunsetter. Mm-hmm. They could have got this. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's in the thousands. But this one is $259. But you know what? I wouldn't get that because probably like in a storm or something, it'll like blow away. So I guess like the more money you spend, the better. But if you go to like Sunsetter, you can get like awnings cooked onto your house, professionally done. But then you got to pay for the awning, and then you also got to pay for, you know, installation and all that good stuff. So I guess it was a better deal for them to just go ahead and put shower curtains. But go ahead, do your thing, kings and queens. And that was the gag, y'all. That's the tea. That like took me back because all the houses around here, you don't see that. You see awnings. You know, we live in a nice residential neighborhood right by Morgan State University. The houses start at $100,000, you know, and it could go up. You know, depending on the value, you know, like how much I would work to put inside of it or whatever. It's a very affluent neighborhood. You know, Morgan State College is right down the street, right? So you got Morgan down the street, and then Morgan is building up Northwest Shopping Center. Morgan got like a hospitality wing. I think that's a hospitality wing. I don't know what that is. They're fixing up like all around here. And then you have the Beverly Hillbillies. I'm like, are y'all kidding me? Are you for real? It is so tacky. It's just like the tackiest fucking thing you will ever see in your fucking life. I've never seen it in my life. People putting up shower curtain liners outside on their porch to block out the sun. But then I think like they box themselves in. But it's just like if they're being ignorant and worried about somebody looking at them, we're not even outside that much. I don't go outside that much because I'm never home. You know, I mean, it's a rarity that I'm home. It's a rarity. You know what I'm saying? And now that the world is opening back up, y'all ass is never going to see my ass. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm going to Ocean City in June. I'll be in Virginia in July. God only knows what other things, what other little day trips we're going to have. You know, going out and stuff like that. Going to the casino and running errands. I'm not ever home. The only time you see me on the porch is when I'm waiting for my Uber or my Lyft or a family member to come and pick me up. That's the only time I'll be on the porch. Like, every once in a while, I go outside. And I'll sit outside. And I'll just bask in the sun because I love the sun. But if they doing that to be ignorant, joke's on them, bitch, because we don't even hardly go out fuck outside. We're not even fucking home most of the time. So kiss my ass. Okay, so last night, Dawn Lemon. No, when was it? Not last night. It was Friday night. Dawn Lemon made like a huge uproar on social media. Talking about it was the end of an era and, you know, it's going to be some changes made. And the CNN Tonight with Dawn Lemon is over with. And people thought that he was leaving CNN. So then he had to come back and retract it on, you know, like he's not leaving. It's just some changes made to the show. So the changes made to the show is, it's not CNN Tonight with Dawn Lemon. It's Dawn Lemon Tonight. Y'all, he made, people were so pissed. Like, I was reading the comments. I was glad to be reading the comments. And I was laughing my ass off. I was laughing my ass off, y'all. I could not believe that happened. And everybody was, because it was like the way he said it. Like, he, you really would have thought that he was leaving. You really thought that he would, the way that he was talking, you would have thought that he was leaving CNN. And him and Chris joked about it last night. It was so funny. It was really funny. So, let's jump into some news, y'all, because I can't be on here long because I have errands that I have to run today. But I wanted to come in and spend a little bit of time with y'all this morning. So now, remember, I was telling you guys about unemployment. Those of you who are unemployment and you live in basically red states, they're cutting your unemployment as early as July 12th. And from what I gather, you have to give the government 30 days notice. So as of right now, wait a minute. First, it was 13 GOP-led states that were going to stop the unemployment, enhanced unemployment benefits. So I guess if you qualify for regular unemployment, you can get unemployment. But a lot of people need those benefits. Like, a lot of people depend on that extra $300 a week. So basically, they're trying to, you know, they're trying to stop it. So the 18, that was 18. It was 18 before I went to bed, and I woke up. It's 20 states now. Yeah, and then basically all red states. So people who live in the blue states, I don't think we have anything to worry about because you have to give the government 30 days notice, and Hogan hasn't said anything. First of all, Hogan is a GOP governor, and this is a blue state. Maryland is a blue state. So, yeah, it's a lot of confusion going on, a lot of, like, what ifs, and people are like, well, why can't the administration step in and say something? The Chamber of Commerce even said that they should stop unemployment benefits because they want people to go back to work. Some people really don't have a job to go back to. Like, my job is gone. You know, my job, they went bankrupt and they sold it, and somebody bought the company, and it's a whole different company. So my job is gone. So, you know, that's, you know, like, what if your job is gone due to COVID? Like, some people, jobs aren't coming back. Like, what about the stores in the mall that closed? Like, Tiffany's is gone. L'Occitane is gone. Louis Vuitton is still gone. I think Burberry gone. Like, all those name brand stores are gone. So, what about the people that jobs are genuinely gone? You know what I'm saying? So, they want people to go work in, like, the hospitals. I don't think people in the hospital, I don't think the hospitals had a problem with people getting people. I don't think. But they want people to work in, like, restaurants and hotels and stuff like that. Where you really, like, Walmart, talking like that, where you're really exposed to the virus. And a lot of people don't want to go back to work because, first of all, a lot of people are getting paid more than they would when they would go to work. A lot of people are sick of people's shit. And I've talked about this before, and I will keep, you know, talking about it. But that's what it is. Lack of child care. You know, it's a lot. It's a lot. And I don't know, the unemployment starts supposed to stop September 6th. I don't know if they think that everybody's just supposed to get up off their ass and just, all right, September 6th, unemployment gone. You know, go get yourself a job now. But any responsible adult who, like me, took off and I don't want to go back to work. That's why I started my business. That's why I published my book, because I don't think and can do it anymore. I really, and a lot of people feel that way. Like, I was watching Tracy Brown this morning, Tracy Brown Live on YouTube, and she was saying the same thing, that a lot of people are figuring out what they want to do. It's like, you're tired of working for someone when you're unappreciated. You know, they don't take you seriously. And that's the thing that they have to understand. You know, you pay people shit, you treat people like shit. Something gotta give. I don't know, y'all. But yeah, but that's the tea with that. I'm so sorry if you live in a red state and they are taking your unemployment away from you. I think it sucks. And it's like a month away. Not even a month. I think it's like three, four weeks? I'm not trying to count down or anything. But June 12th, I think that's on like an odd day or something. Yeah, it's like 2-3 weeks. Excuse me, my allergies are acting up. So you'll get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more unemployment checks. Because I know I get like close to 20 more. So, yeah. But it's supposed to stop September the 6th, which is a weird-ass date. Like, why is it stopping in the middle of the week? You guys got a lot of work to do. It's 7:01 a.m. I don't know what time it is where you are or what time you're going to hear. But it's 7:01 right now. 7:01 a.m. Or 7:02 a.m. on the East Coast. What else am I going to talk about today? Okay, so I won't be on tomorrow, and everybody knows that I'm very transparent about my life, and about the things that I've been going through. So basically, what I'm going to do is after this, I really don't know, like, if I still want to continue to talk about the things that I've been through, because like I said, I've been saying this all the time, and I don't know why all of a sudden I feel this way, is that I want people to learn from my experience, you know, to think of my mess as a message, my test as a testimony, you know what I mean? So it's just like, I want to come through that so I can go through that. I can go through this as well. So basically, that's what I'm doing. So I won't be on tomorrow, which is the 19th. I won't be on the 20th or the 21st. I'll be back on the 24th and the 25th. And I won't be back until June the 1st. So we're going to kick off June the 1st because, let me tell you why, if you're just tuning in and you're just wondering, when will I be back? I will be back Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. Because this is my last show for the week because I have to have a procedure done tomorrow afternoon. And I don't know how I'm going to feel. So, you know what? Basically, yeah, I will be back the 24th. I might do a Sunday show. So, yeah, so I will be back. I know I'll be on the 26th. I won't be on the 26th. I won't be back on the 26th. Wait a minute. Let me see. 1 second. Yeah, I won't be here on the 26th at all. The 27th, I have my second shot. Give myself time some if I have any symptoms at all. I might not have anything. And then, you know, that's Memorial Day weekend. And then I'll be on Tuesday. You know what? I probably won't talk to you guys until like June 7th. That's what I said the last time because I'll have my niece that whole week. Again, I might come on, I might do a kickback with her. You know, and have a little bit of fun with her. We'll see what happens. But yeah, after the 26th, I won't be back until June the 7th. And then that next week I'll be on vacation. So it's gonna be a little bit hectic. So I'm just hanging in with me. So hopefully after tomorrow, I'll let you guys know what's going on. And then I'll do a whole show about it. And I'll probably do that show Sunday or Monday. And then we'll go from there. Okay, So my plans, and then there's God's plans. So a lot of people are wondering when my second book is coming out. Okay, the first book only been out February, March, April, May, 4 months. 4 months tomorrow. February, March, April, May, 4 months tomorrow. It's only 4 months old. So 4 months tomorrow on the 19th, my book has been out. And I sold a cute number amount of books. And a lot of people that read the book already want to know, is it going to be a part two? And when is part two coming out? And I left it open to have a part two or not. So basically, there will be a part two. Part two is called Be Ever Wonderful. Okay. So I have Love's Holiday, Be Ever Wonderful, In Love at the Holiday, Chandelier. Wait a minute. Yeah, Chandelier and Love the Final Holiday. So there's five books. I'm saying there's six, but I think it's only going to be five. But I'm going to let you guys know something. I'm going to let you guys know first. You hear it here first. So there's my plans and there's God's plans. So I'm kind of in the middle. I finished Be Ever Wonderful. I'm going to go back over it again because I have to keep going over my work over and over and over and over. I put it to the side and then I got to go back and read it again. And then once I get all the money together, then I go ahead on to proceed with the publishing and whatever. So then In Love at the Holiday is almost finished. So I was brainstorming Chandelier. Then I started brainstorming Love the Final Holiday, which is the last of the Love's Holiday series. And everybody knows that I want to have a baby. And I want to do all of this now. So when my baby comes, I don't want to have to do all that. But like I said, there's my plans and there's God's plans. And so I said, well, maybe the next three years. It's like next 2 years, I'll be 44. I can still have a baby at 44. Be realistically, Monica. Okay. So my plan is to wait to have children. And then I want to publish my books first, then have my children. It might be the other way around. Because you have your plan and then you have God's plan. You don't know what God has planned for you. I don't know what God has planned for me. But I'm up here like, yeah, I'm going to do this, that, blah, 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 blah. And then the baby come, and then everything going to be kosher. What if the baby comes before Be Ever Wonderful? What if the baby comes after Be Ever Wonderful? What if the baby comes during any of those books that you are writing right now? Or brainstorming, and you got to take a pause, or you got to stop. You got to take care of the baby. You know what I mean? It's just like so many different variables. And I'm like, I'm ready for whatever it is. But like I said, there are my plans and then there's God's plans. Because, and I've said this before, you guys, I said I would never imagine in a million years that I would be sitting here doing a podcast, have a book, have a successful website, which is dreamthegamegoddess.com. You guys can go check it out. I wrote an article Sunday night, I believe. Go check that out. Dream the Glam Goddess, all one word, .com. DREAMTHEGLAMGODDESS.com. Check it out. I'm trying to be more active on there, but you know how that goes when you're writing. Writing takes up a lot of your time, and I basically learned how to balance my life now, so it's not a hard job. You know what I'm saying? Like when I was editing Love's Holiday, I didn't have time for nobody. I told everybody, I'm busy. I didn't have time for nobody. So over the past year, I have learned how to multitask and write, dedicate myself to writing, dedicating myself to the podcast, dedicating web ideas, the website, trying to get everything together. It's not easy. Let me tell you, it's not easy, sneezy, lemon peasy, whatever the saying is. It really isn't. But like I said, there's my plans, there's God's plans. I never imagined this. Like I said, I thought I was going to be doing hair and publishing my book. I never imagined. A lot of people never imagined a lot of things. I don't mean to sound tone deaf, but there were a lot of family members in different families who family was here last year, and now they're gone this year. They're gone due to COVID or their, you know, demise or marriage end or relationship end. It's just like you never know what's going to happen, you know. And that's what I'm saying. It's like I'm saying, like, my plans are this. But God could be like, I can get pregnant anytime, you know. And that's what I was telling my friends, like, I want to have a baby, you know. And they were like, well, you need a husband. Yeah, I know all that. Maybe I won't have a husband. And that's the thing. I'm like, I'm going to get married, have a baby, buy a house, da, da, da. What if that don't work for me? What if you get a boyfriend and a baby? Or what if you get a husband, no baby? I don't know. And that's what I'm saying, y'all. Your plans, God plans. You can have your plans. You can have your plans. But then there's God plans. Because God can come and totally disrupt. Not a bad disruption. But totally flip everything around in your favor that you didn't know that you needed. When you know, like, I didn't know I needed this in my life. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, I want to move in. I'm going to get married. Da, 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 da. Love, marriage, baby, courage. It could be love, baby, courage, marriage. Who knows? Be Every Wonderful come out 2 years from now. Who knows? Who knows? Only God knows. Trust in God. Trust the process is what I'm trying to say. Because I can tell you some stuff. Like, I never thought that I would be single. I didn't think my last relationship was going to end. My plan, God's plan. God has something bigger for you. Someone has something better for me. Bigger for you. Bigger for me. You know what I mean? Like, I never imagined that I would have had, my glucose would have been that high. Like, I never imagined being at 12.2. And now I'm a 9. And God only knows where I am now because, like, my diabetes this morning, my glucose was 188. And that's because I ate a Cricut last night. Before bed. So it's crazy. Like, you think that something's going to go this way and then it goes the other way. And then you thank God that it didn't go the way that you thought it was going to go. So that's what I'm saying, y'all. I could be having a baby and then get married. Or I could have a husband and then have it. You know, and you never know. You never know what God has in store for me. And I cannot wait to see what He has in store for me. And I can't wait to get up there and meet y'all so y'all can tell me what God, your plans, and tell me your God's plans. But I'm going to end with this. I told y'all I wasn't going to be on here that long today. Where are we anyway? 32, we're good. Megan Good, if you don't know who Megan Good is, Google her. She's an actress. She's been an actress since she was a kid. And she's been in tons of good movies. She's very attractive, very pretty girl. Woman, I'm sorry, she's a woman. And she's married to Devin Franklin. He's a well-known pastor. And she always gives good advice about prayer. And, you know, like, pray for, today she said, pray for yourself. And then, well, she didn't say it today. I read it today. Pray for yourself. And then everything else will come along. You know what I mean? Like, when you pray for patience, pray for love and kindness and strength within yourself. You know what I mean? Like, pray that God will grant you peace and serenity. And because I know I've always prayed for peace, and my life is so peaceful. My friends tell me I look good and happy. That's what the goal. Check mark, goal accomplished. But you guys, I'm just like, she made perfectly good sense because they were talking about Sierra Wilson and Russell Wilson. Boys Kojo and his wife, Nicole. And they were like, what's the prayer? What? And everybody like, oh, plot to receive this prayer for her. They want to know how do they get these good men. And what Megan Good said made perfect sense. And it's all a part of my plan, God's plan. Because Megan said, pray for yourself. And that's a lot of people really don't do that. Because you want, oh, I want a man, I want a man, I want a man. I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty of a lot of things when I say prayer. And I know it will all happen one day. I'm not playing, oh, I want a man, I want a man, I want a man, or something like that. But It could be other things that I'm praying for. But how about I challenge all of you? 30 days, let's pray for ourselves. And let's see what happens June 17th. Because I'm going to start doing that. Like, I've always been praying for strength and kindness and grace and mercy, peace and love. And they're like, Monica, what are you doing to do those things? Well, let me tell you, I cut off a lot of relationships. I block people on social media. I unfriend people on social media. I block phone numbers. Anything to acquire that peace for me, I'm going to do it. You know, I could sit up here and say, oh yeah, I'm praying for peace. And keeping the exact same thing around you, that's not bringing your peace. That's sucking your peace dry. That's not what you do. You know what I mean? Like, your grace, your kindness, and you being kind to people. And then you have people around you that's like sucking your life dry. Succubus. Succubus is a woman. But succubi. You know, like, well, that's what they said succubus is a woman. I don't even know what no damn succubus is, but I got it from South Park. But I kind of like the concept. But they sucking your life dry, and it forces you to be evil and mean. But then you're not being evil and mean when you're actually putting your foot down and saying what you mean. You know, because it's so many occasions where you're tempted. You can't be tempted to be mean. You can't be tempted to be evil and be nasty. But why not choose happiness? Why not choose gratitude over attitude? You know, your life will be so much better if you choose the latter. Like, you know what? Today I wake up and I choose love. I forgive you for whatever you've done, whatever you said. And I pray that you forgive me too. Remember, forgiveness is not for the other person. Forgiveness is for you. Now, I know I have friends that I live rent-free in their head, but guess what? They don't live rent-free in mine. And once you acquire that peace, you are on a different level. But hold up. Different level, different devil. Because it'll come in a striking form. You're like, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. But like with my neighbors. Notice how I got low when I said that. My neighbors. I have nothing against those people. Nothing. They had one incident with my mother. And they are holding a grudge. Instead of saying, good morning, my name is such and such. How are you today? They choose violence. Okay, because I'm going to tell you something. I've been living around here for a very long time. You just moved around here. You don't know what's going on around here. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the people that used to get robbed on this corner, but it hasn't happened. You're going to need me before I need you. And that's one thing, you should always be neighborly. But I'm not saying that if I see something happen to somebody, I'm not going to say anything. That's not me. But you should be a little bit more friendly. You should know who you're living next door to. Because I'm going to tell you one thing. I should have been the one covering myself up. Because I was sitting on the porch with my love's holiday, the final holiday, exposed. And they could look right over here and see my shit. My emails I sent to my publishing company today. I don't get it. Know who you're living next to. And instead of choosing violence, choose peace. Wake up, put a smile on your face, wash your face, brush your teeth, wash your ass, okay? Pray. Even if you don't believe in God, just whomever you believe in, whatever you do to bring you peace, meditation, yoga, excuse me, just let it go. Let whatever it is, let it go. Push it all the way down until it's no longer a burden in your life. I had to get rid of a friend today. How many times have I said that on this show? I had to get rid of a friend today. My plan, God's plan. God laid it on my heart. No, Monica. I said, okay. And there's nothing I can do. There's nothing I can say about it. Am I hurt about the situation? No, because I have grown as a person. You know what I mean? I have grown so much as a person over this year, you guys. Like, if I would have told you last year this time that my life would have been this, it was peaceful last year. But this year is a different kind of peace. And I have to watch out because as soon as you keep talking about how peaceful you are, you get tested. And I block all that in Jesus' name. I plead the blood of Christ. Sorry if I offend anybody, but I believe in Jesus over here. You know, I'm sorry, you know. But I want y'all to tell your friends about me. Tell your friends that family members, co-workers, the book lover in your life, that Love's Holiday is on sale on Amazon Prime for $16. My ebook, $4.99 on Amazon. I'm also on Barnes & Noble. Anywhere books are sold. You know, just go ahead on and just pick up a copy because you cannot read Be Ever Wonderful if you have not read Love's Holiday. Anyway, y'all, that's all that I have for. That's all I have for today. Yeah, that's all I have for today. We made it for a little bit. It was cute today. It was real cute. I like it. It was cute today. It wasn't a whole lot going on. It was just enough for me to jump on and just tell you how I feel. Like I feel like sometimes I need to be said. Like sometimes you need somebody to encourage you, to empower you, to uplift you. And I'm going to encourage y'all today to be kind to one another, love one another, smile. You know, it's not that bad. You're living through a pandemic. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to have an attitude from time to time. But sometimes just let that breathe. Take a moment, breathe, and thank God you're still here. Because there are people who had plans this morning and they did not wake up. But you're the lucky few. You on the list to wake up. You have food in your belly, your lights are on, your cable on, your internet is on. Your fire stick is working, the kids are asleep. You know what I mean? You're about to make breakfast or lunch or dinner or snack or whatever it is that you do. I don't care, y'all. Just save me some. But it's all about how you perceive life and how you take things. Like, just thank God. Thank God for the moment. Thank God for the moments in your life. Because they can be taken away just like that heartbeat. I'm going to thank y'all for tuning in. I love y'all so much. I will see y'all. I will talk to y'all. When do I say I will be back? Let me go to my calendar. I will be back. I'll be back Sunday. If not Sunday, I'll be back Monday. But y'all have been so sweet to me. Thank you guys for tuning in. It has been one hell of a ride. And I pray that it gets better for anybody going out there that's going through something. If you need anything, you need somebody to chat with, somebody to talk to, you can always personal message me. And we can chat back and forth. All right. Bye, y'all.